For your Saturday morning, we've got you covered with all things sport with a side of carry-on.
Calling all my friends for the weekend. This is what we're gonna do.
Triple M's Weekend Huddle. Nestle in a semi-disorderly manner.
Ryan Daniels, Danny Shuey and Tom Atkinson. Take it away.
Hey, it's going down. Good morning. Welcome to it. Saturday morning in Perth. It was cold this morning.
Good
morning to Danny and to Ryan.
And I felt guilty. Morning, Rhino. Hello.
Well, what? It is a very good morning, isn't it?
It's a good morning.
Hey?
Yeah.
You know it's Danny's birthday today?
Is it?
It's Danny's
birthday.
I'm a little bit annoyed at you, Ryan, because I said I didn't want to make a song and dance, and I only told you it was my birthday. Oh, thank you.
There we go.
I only told you it was my birthday because I had to tell you a story.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Don't take your moment.
33 today.
I was going to ask. You're not supposed
Thanks
to ask
for all the listeners.
A lady's age.
33.
Oh, really?
I'm all right with my age. I think that people should own their age more.
Okay.
That's old-fashioned to not ask people how old they are.
What would you have guessed?
Oh, yeah, here we go.
What would you have guessed?
What, 37, 38? Go
20,
on.
28.
28, yeah. I still feel 28, but my knees, my lower back, my wrists, nothing feels under 30 anymore.
They're in their 40s.
33 is a really, can I just say, it's a really interesting time now to be having birthdays, your mid-30s, as you approach 35.
Here we go.
It's just not.
Can we tell that you're all wise? You've had some thoughts.
Well, I'm just going to
just turn her off and she's off. Anyway, Ryan, how is it being for
How old are you guys?
I'll be 40 next month. Is it July yet? Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Jeez.
Right about that.
Are you about both close to 40?
41.
Tommy's older. Yeah, I think Tommy's a year older.
You've got years of experience with me, yet I am the more mature one in the studio, but that's all right.
So what's your big philosophy about birthdays?
Big philosophy about birthdays is now, as you approach 35, just nothing really wows you anymore for your birthday.
So it's over.
Like you've had all the big milestone birthdays. You've had your 21st, you've had your 30th.
One.
Yeah, but that's still 7 years away. 7 years away from me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So like, just don't worry from now on.
Yeah, I'm just relaxed about the whole thing. Everyone keeps saying, what are you doing for your birthday? I'm like, keep it chilled.
I actually lost count in my 30s.
Mm.
Like people would say, how old are you? And it took a moment to add up from the year I was born. I was like, 33, 4, 5, somewhere in that range.
So Monsterella tonight then for Danny for something different.
Shocking. We went to Papagello last night in Leederville.
Branching
The ricotta gnocchi. I was telling Rana, my beautiful father-in-law in Melbourne, put his credit card on the table because it was our gift. Luke and I, his birthday
Lovely.
Was last month.
Yeah,
gift.
Very nice.
I didn't know. Luke didn't want to just tell me that his dad was paying for dinner and I've just ordered up the $28 prawn skewers, eggplant with pine nuts.
Bring
thingy.
Us your
it was about
finest bottle of red.
I ordered up last night. I lived the high life with the kids while they're crashing plates everywhere and dropping spaghetti on the floor. Live the high life. But yeah, anyway, so thanks to Dave.
You know how you tell the difference between Triple M talent? Mm. Last night you were at Papagello. And Embers was at Le Mans.
Of course he was. I saw that on
Big
Instagram.
Show coming up. Goes on for a bit
geez,
there.
Jeez, Alanis. Sounds like me after a few drinks at karaoke night.
Sounds like you after your birthday tonight. if you missed it, it's Danny's birthday today and we all forgot. So.
Hey, don't go on about it too much because after 9, we've got Scott Selwood on, assistant coach there at Collingwood, and we're obviously good friends, and he will be filthy if he's forgotten my birthday. So on
sure
air, we make
then.
Sure we stitch him up live. Because he's renowned for sending me something from over east, and I think he's forgotten.
We'll get that audio too of when the Triple M guy stuffed him up and said he coached for the wrong team.
Oh, yes.
That's fantastic.
That's a crack up.
That's a good hook coming. What's coming up? But last night, going to call it, game of the season, Rhino.
Unbelievable. Like it was the kind of game where you got about 10, 15 minutes left and you think, I might turn it off. Here's what happened.
21-point lead in favour of the Brisbane Lions. Can Melbourne stage a big comeback here?
Pickett needs to kick the goal. Does. Oh, Jakey turns to the crowd with a Hulk Hogan pose. Mighty grabs it out of his hands. Mighty grabs it out of his hands and kicks a major.
Here come Melbourne again inside. 50 minutes. It's got it. Huge contested mark. Can it be the match winner for Melbourne? He's got it there, Jakey. 3 seconds. Can they get a mark into Eric? Oh, the siren sounds. And it's going to be a famous win for Melbourne.
just remarkable finish to that game. You could say Brisbane choked. You could say the momentum was in Melbourne's side. It was fascinating. As I said, Kel said, is the footy over? And I said, oh, mate, we can turn it off if you want.
I said the same thing.
Thank God we didn't.
Before the end of the third quarter time, I was like, oh, I can probably flip this off and watch a bit more of the silo.
Yeah, right. Okay, I'm into.
Who did you think was going to win going into
Brisbane? Oh, I tipped Brisbane.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought I was like standing alone there because they were not the favourites. Melbourne were the favourites.
It swung late.
It was pretty close, yeah. But so Brisbane have now lost 14 of their last 15 at the MCG. It's become a real thing.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
one's going to break them. The last four of the game went to Melbourne, of course, and the big difference was Max Gawn. He was unbelievable. Now, when Brodie Grundy arrived at Melbourne, we were like, how is this going to work? Because they're not just two ruckmen. They're basically the same type of player. They love to be around the ground. Their impact is huge in contests. Do they just nullify each other? And for most of this season, yes, they did. Neither of them have had great seasons. Brodie goes out of the side, omitted. What does Max do? He goes mad. Here's what Simon Goodwin had to say after the game about those two working together.
I want to go on the record here and say we love their ruck combination. But one thing we're not going to do as a footy club is leave any stone unturned in getting better. And we want more impact forward of the ball. And the only way we're going to continue to do that is to expose them for longer. We think we can turn that combination into a threat moving forward. And we're going to work to do it. And it doesn't have to be at AFL level.
Sounds like you have to ask Goody to blink twice kind of gear. Sounds like he's reading it off a piece of paper.
Look, it's hard because he's not going to say...
Like a proper statement.
He can't sit there and say, you know what, we are better without Brodie in the side because Max can be Max. But anyone watching that went, geez, this hasn't happened for Max Gawn all year. This is the best game he's played all season. They looked so much better. They're so much more dynamic without Brodie up forward. Jake Melksham was the hero last night, and he wouldn't have been in that side. They've added another forward into a medium-sized forward. 29 disposals, 17 hit-outs to advantage, 10 clearances, 7 tackles. It's a monster game. Best game by a ruckman this year.
It's like, a bit like when Tommy has a day off and he's not in studio. You get your chance to shine.
It's very similar.
You're both really
it's
good, but
very
you
similar.
Been on your best all year. No jokes. What, Tommy?
As old 33 over here.
No, okay? That's good gear, actually. It was probably the biggest choke we've seen all season from Brisbane, really. I mean, Melbourne were good, but Brisbane absolutely choked.
Yeah.
If you're a fan of Brisbane, you were petrified about if you made it to the grand final, that you wouldn't just shut up shop again.
Yeah.
They cannot win in Melbourne.
No. They're going to have to.
Of course they do.
If they want to win it, they're going to have to. They've got the team for it. They've got the coach for it. They've got everything else for it. But there's something about that ground that just spooks
now,
them.
I'm going to blame you for this.
Go on.
Because you are here from Channel 7. Now,
sure.
They do a great job covering the game.
Okay, here we go. So nervous.
But was there any danger of them showing the replay of the last 2 seconds of when the mark happened between Hipwood and
Lever? I had to turn the TV off straight after because one of the kids kept getting up. Once I'd seen the end, but I did have a look back at that replay that you're discussing.
Yeah.
Now, look, you've got to remember, they've got to interview Jake Melksham. The moment where Goodwin's hugging Melksham and they're having this great embrace. What, you wanted to cut away from that and say, now, how about this mark? Now, they would have got to it.
Of course
they got to it.
It did.
Now, what did you think about the mark? Because for those who haven't seen it, go and find it. Right on the siren, Eric Hipwood and Jake Lever in a contest.
Yeah.
And the umpire has called it a mark to Lever.
Did he call it a mark to Lever?
I'm pretty sure he did.
It was almost so Hipwood's put his arm around it, hit his arm, and that's also hit Lever's body.
Chest, yeah.
And it happened with like 1 second to go. So if the
neither of them were in front.
If the mark had been paid to Hipwood, he could have kicked a goal to win
Correct.
The game. So
I think
it was
play on.
It was me just going, show the bloody, I want to know what happened kind
of here. At the end of the day, it was play on. I watched it back a bunch of times and I wanted it to be a Brisbane kick and I couldn't justify it. I was like, it's nobody's kick.
Now, today, 11:45 a.m, Collingwood take on Freo, which we're going to talk a little bit more about and dissect it when we have Scott Selwood on after 9 a.m. But tomorrow, a massive game. Happening in our great Northern Football League.
Really?
JK and Lecca reunite.
A couple of the greatest forwards in WA footballing history.
Channel 7 cameras will be there, no doubt.
Well, it's live on Streamer, which is a
product of 7 West. It'll be there.
We're catching up with the head coach, Grady Tomalty of the Rams, the Northampton Rams.
Well, just quickly, last night the Matildas did very nice work.
Sold out 50,000. Marvel. It was huge, wasn't it? So that was a friendly against France, and it was 1-0.
Oh, this is the goal here. This is Fowler.
Just we've been up this end with real intent. Russo, the cut back for Fowler. Beautifully done. And Mary Fowler. Off the bench. in the second half and onto the score sheet.
Yeah, super sub for the Matildas. So great to see them being supported before the World Cup, which starts in less than a week.
Now, as they're not coming to play in Perth, there's a bunch of women's World Cup, FIFA World Cup games coming. Next Saturday, HBF Park, I think it's Denmark versus China.
I've got some tickets.
Do you?
Hey.
Well, there's a whole bunch of awesome matches.
I thought the Matildas were coming, and I bought them, and turns out they're not.
That's right. I'll be on the boundary.
Oh, really?
I'll be on the big screen.
Hell, okay.
Get along. Come and support some women's soccer.
Yeah, get along. But there is a massive footy game going on today, Dan?
Nah, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
11:30 a.m.
Up there in Gerrow. Yes. Because, Mark Lacroix, Triple M Zone, is teaming up with this man.
48 metres. The veteran kicks.
No, oh, there's Lockie, very excited man. Maybe we might send Lock along.
Funnily enough, Lock's still talking about that goal now.
And if you're living under a rock and you haven't heard, the dynamic forward duo of the former West Coast Eagles premiership side, JK and Lecca, they're teaming up for a good cause, the Josh Kennedy Foundation Cup, which will donate money raised from the game tomorrow against the Towns Football Club to registrations for Oz Kickers in the Midwest region. So
That's
it's a
great.
Really good cause. And we thought it would be fun to get the head coach of the Northampton Rams on the Weekend Huddle today. And we've got him now. Good morning, Grady.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Oh, Grady, we're excited for you. It's going to be a massive day down there. And I have no idea how you're going to handle the talent that you've got at your disposal. Josh Kennedy, superstar, full forward, and just a knockabout bloke, an everyday man, right?
Not
like that about JK, gets
boy
out there, you know, talks to
you
people.
You want your daughter to marry him,
absolutely,
that kind of
correct.
And then there's
the other bloke,
yeah,
right? Hollywood Lacroix, they call him now. Now,
can't
Grady,
get off social media at the moment.
I got a tip, and every now and then I get some good mail, and this is good mail. Oh. That Mark Lacroix, in order to play this game, the only reason he agreed, Grady, and you can confirm this for me or not, there was a rider. You know when rock stars and they're coming on tour, they do like a rider. You have to have this. Now, apparently in his dressing room, which has his own dressing room apparently, by the way, only red Skittles in a bowl. All the other Skittles have to be removed from the bowl, right?
Is this true, Grady?
Well, I think that one's definitely true, Grady.
Oh, I've got no idea. We were expecting to see him at training last night, but he obviously missed that.
Oh, that's because the Skittles went out. The next one, every time he kicks a goal, the number he wore for West Coast, 2 white doves to be released every time he kicks a goal. I've heard that's one. And the third one, his jumper had to be sewn by 17 blind nuns from Italy. All of these things had to happen for him to play that game. So I don't know how you're going to handle all that is Mark Lacroix, Grady. Good luck to you.
Yeah, well, if they wanted to sew the jumper, we had to get some extra fabric because I don't think he's played since.
Hey, Grady, the game tomorrow, 11:30 a.m. at Wonthalla Oval there in Northampton. Now, can you tell me, is it Northampton's in Gerrow? It's in Northampton tomorrow, the game?
It's north.
Yeah, that's right. Now, sorry, because Tommy looked at me as if I'd got it. Well, did I get it right? I got it right.
I don't know, Dan, so I'm going with you here.
Grady, what's it been like for the other boys at the Rams there to have JK, you know, coming in and popping up in some games with them?
It's pretty normal for us now because we've got Harry Taylor playing. So
yeah.
JK back's just part of the parcel of what we've built around the club. We know that we've got these guys around that have obviously gone on their journey and now they're more than happy to give back.
And you don't have Harry Taylor tomorrow, though, so he's out. Is that right?
Officially, he's done his groin last week at Country Champs, but unofficially, he's got flights to Bali tomorrow morning.
This is the perks of playing in the country.
Yeah, the life of a country coach, just trying to get a team together. Are you going to play them next to each other up forward? Just Lecca next to JK, like the good old times.
Well, Lecca didn't train, so there's a plastic chair on the bench. So
imagine Lecca just sitting on the bench. I think didn't last time he played, he kicked some stupid amount of goals and did his hammy or something in the calf in the same game.
Yeah, it's going to be. So what are we actually expecting, Gray? I reckon it's going to be a massive day down there. You're going to have a lot of punters just turning up from out of town to get to this game. It's going to be huge, right?
Yeah, we're expecting a massive crowd. And obviously the hype around it's been huge and we're going to embrace it. We're sitting pretty on the ladder, so we're hoping to take out the Chockies, but we're just going to say, right, get it into the two big fellas.
All right, give me a number. JK and Lecca, how many goals are you thinking they can combine for, and what's the split, Grady? Give me a goal for them.
Well, Harry kicked 17 last year in a game, so okay. I can match between them. I'll probably go JK for 8 and Lekker for 7.
Well, listen to this as well. Rams have got a pretty big lineup. They've got Josh Cripps, Paddy's brother, yep. in the side tomorrow.
Right, big boy.
Callum Teakle.
Oh, Bryn's,
the brother of
Bryn,
Port yep. Adelaide, and Kai McVee as oh. well. So it's a pretty big, like, stellar lineup.
Yeah. Strong team.
So you'll have
so
to.
So if you want to go check it out tomorrow, yep. it's the curtain raiser to the waffle game there as well. Right. So East Fremantle and Peel Thunder. Mm-hmm. So you can go get a double dose of footy there tomorrow.
That's great.
Yeah, support a great cause.
Huge.
Head up to Jarrow tomorrow.
Yeah,
nice little 4-hour drive.
Yeah, up the coast.
Go to the Lobster Shack. That's on the way up there.
Love the Lobster Shack.
Yeah. All right, good luck tomorrow, Grady. Hope you get a big crowd and raise a heap of money.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Grady.
Grady, you know, the coach of the Northampton
Rams
footy team.
Rams are 6-2 at the moment. Are they on They're top? Doing well. So really? If they can
if only Harry wasn't pissing
tomorrow.
Off to Bali every yeah. 5 minutes, they might have been 8-0.
I would too if I did my groin.
It's like someone else in this team at the end of the year.
Oh.
92.9 Triple M. Happy birthday, Dan.
Thanks, mate.
Big game of footy today for the Fremantle Football Club. Mm. They take on Collingwood. You'll catch that straight after us as the rub, and then we are off there to see Collingwood and Frio. Several players not playing. We'll see how they go today. They have to win if they're going to play
finals. Oh, they do have to. Hey, something happened at Channel 7 this week.
It's really ticked me off.
You came in a little bit.
Yeah, I don't feel
Has
right.
Has Rick taken your car bay again?
No, my car bay is fine, and that was Ben Cousins, not Rick. Rick's got his own wonderful car bay.
Rick, mate, Rick is like VIP there.
Yeah,
like,
he's choppers in.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
got his own helipad in the
top. No, something's gone amiss here, and it's about etiquette in the office. And someone's overstepped the mark. So far, they can't even see the mark.
What, drop their guts?
Really?
No, it's worse than that. We'll get to it.
Do you think that's bad? It depends if how close.
Does it rhyme with Starrage?
No, it's not. It's not Adrian Barrage. And I won't name names, but I will call out the etiquette.
The weekend coming up here, 92.9 Triple M, it's your weekend huddle with the weekend.
I see what you did there.
Happy birthday, Danny.
Yeah, it's my birthday. And this one's for all of you Huddle listeners on the drive on this beautiful Saturday morning. Blinding lights.
Wow.
Wow. That's cooked me. I'm never getting a gig in radio again. Okay.
Melbourne Football Club came back in a thriller. One of the all-time great chokes from the Brisbane Lions. So they're up and about this morning.
Still can't believe that.
I'm still waiting for the Uber Eats cupcakes for my birthday from you boys. I just don't know.
No, they'll be here soon. Yeah. When I say soon, next year when you turn 34.
Coming up straight after this break from Ryan, who's been promising some awesome stuff, we're going to find out about our own West Australian superstar, Daniel Ricciardo.
Yeah.
Find out what's happening with him. But right now, Rhino, you've built this up. The floor is yours.
You know what? I like to use this forum as a place to keep society in check, because I think that people listening will agree with me about what's about to happen.
Yesterday on breakfast, he talked about tipping, and he was, tipping's bad, and don't tip, and look at me.
This is about society.
It's Brisbane last night.
Not footy tipping. Anyway. Okay, so let me paint you a picture. The Seven newsroom and the West Australian newsroom, same floor.
This is good.
Big, massive floor. Imagine almost like half the size of Optus Stadium's turf, right?
That's how big this room is. Heaps of stuff.
And my desk is right on the corner as you walk in. Mm. If you come into that newsroom, you're walking past my desk. It's also right near the kitchen. Geez, I'm not sure about the dramatic music.
You're right at the front of the bus.
I'm right there. So everybody says hello as they come through. Yada, yada, yada. Now, that also means that my desk is right, in a place where people could take stuff if they wanted to.
Ooh,
right? Now, I operate on an honor system. I've got a box of tea bags. T2 tea bags, not the cheap stuff.
That's why he gets pissed off when he has the Dilmars when he comes in here.
Dilmars here. The good stuff. I've got my little salt shaker there. And I'm prepared. I've got ceramic bowls. I've got cutlery. I've got everything in my drawer. Everything you'd ever need.
Oh, your drawer would stink.
Now, let me ask you this. Yeah. Now, when I'm not there, it's different if I'm there and people say, hey, can I borrow a tea bag? And I'm sure. Absolutely. Mm. Hey, can I borrow some salt? No problems at all. Now, is it okay?
Absolutely.
Is it okay if I'm not there for people to walk up and pinch a tea bag?
Yep.
T2 tea bags, not your regular run-of-the-mill Dilmar.
Absolutely. It's a tea bag,
You're
mate.
Okay with that?
Get over yourself.
Danny?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Yes,
I'm with Rhino.
Right.
Do you
it's
know
a
why?
Tea
no,
bag,
no,
mate.
That's fine. No, they one yes,
like
one no.
Cents.
That's fine. Now, what about the salt shaker? You got a little bit of pasta
fine,
or something.
Mate.
You want just a sprinkle of salt. You okay with them taking it without asking?
Absolutely.
A sprinkle of salt, absolutely.
Take half the salt.
Don't be a tired
ass. Go for it.
Yeah, here's the deal breaker. I have sources everywhere. And if this person is listening, I'm on to you. Right? Because it's not the first time it's happened.
Does Barra listen to us?
Somebody in that building has told me this. And it's a very reliable source. My cutlery.
Just ran off the road.
My cutlery in my top drawer. Personal cutlery. Brought it from home.
Oh, mate. Yeah.
Somebody has gone up to this drawer.
Yeah.
Opened it up. Taken the cutlery out of it.
Oh, no.
Gone back to their desk. Eaten their lunch. Not washed the cutlery. Put it back into the drawer. On more than one occasion.
Is there anyone that wants your job at 7?
Now, I don't know this person very okay. well either.
Yeah.
It's a semi-random. This person, if I walk past him in the hallway, we don't even say hello to each other. I wouldn't even know this person's name if
Mitch
I hadn't
Woodcock.
Done the research. It's not Mitch Woodcock. I am filthy about this, and it is a disgusting thing to do.
Yeah,
who
can't,
does that?
You Matt can't Tinney. Use someone else's cutlery. How many times does that happen?
Twice. And that I know of. This feels to me like this person.
Are you sure you're not forgetting to rinse your cutlery?
No, my source has seen this person physically do it. Lick the spoon and put it back in the box.
That is so odd.
Uncalled for.
You need to get the security vision at 7.
And expose this.
And expose it. It would be the funniest thing at a staff meeting.
Disgraceful. You agree, right? That is absolutely not on.
Who would it be?
I can't
honestly,
tell you. I can't tell you.
You can't say?
I can't say.
Oh, you know the person.
Oh, I know who it is. I'm aware. So just so you know, stop doing it or I'll take this photo.
Play the song, Tommy, because I want to find out who it is.
Tell you what,
to his chair and get it out of him.
I worked at Channel 7 for about 6 or 7 years and I always thought there was a problem with Ryan and Sam Jolly.
Sam Jolly!
No, Samantha would never do that.
Let your motor run and pedal to the metal.
Away we go!
This is Rusty's Motorsport Update.
Bendix Brakes. Put your foot down with confidence.
Who else but our good mate Greg Rust from the Rusty's Garage podcast, which of course you can get for free on the Listener app, is on the line right now. Morning, Rusty.
Hey, Rusty.
Morning, team. Are they rejoicing in the streets over there?
Oh,
big
yeah.
For you guys this week, hey?
Dung Craig is celebrating.
Well, we actually are old high school mates. Dan and I. So
excuse me.
And we will chat about it at a later date.
Everyone. No, right now.
Nah, he went to my high school.
Same
and
year.
He's a year older than me.
Okay,
and
hello.
We were always friends, like friendly to each other, knew each other's names. I think when he was at the peak of his career, him and his former partner were at the Merriwell here in Perth, and we walked past each other and he asked me how my mum was.
Get out.
Jesus,
oh,
that's lovely.
Such a nice guy. I keep that close.
That does not surprise me.
Well,
that
I keep it close to my chest, Rusty, because I don't want everyone to start asking me for my autograph.
Just pick that up from the floor. just dropping a couple.
Well, we're talking about the great man. He's returning to Formula One this week, Daniel Ricciardo, of course. And he's off to the sister Red Bull team, effective immediately, Rusty. So where did that decision come from and is he ready?
I think so. I mean, he's been doing a bit of testing in the main Red Bull car this week. That's gone well. There's a bit of commentary about the great job he's been doing in the simulator. So the reset seems to have worked. It's been tough for all of us, hasn't it, to watch him on the sidelines, not behind the wheel. So he's been given a hero's welcome at the AlphaTauri factory in Italy in the last few hours. He drove for them, of course, a decade ago when they were known as Toro Rosso. But, I mean, Danny, to your point, typically, if someone gets axed in season, right, it's during the F1 summer break, but that is still a few weeks away. So this is brutal for the highly rated Dutch driver, Nick de Vries. He's got no points on the board, sadly has not been able to deliver, and that is in part a reflection of this car. It's not a great car. So hopefully Dan's experience gives it a bit of a direction. I can tell you there are more than a few people starting to ponder what this all means for 2024. So if Dan has a good 12 remaining races or so of the F1 season in the AlphaTauri, does that put pressure on Sergio Perez in the main Red Bull seat? Will we see some kind of significant driver movement or what they call in Formula One the silly season in the weeks ahead?
Ooh, interesting.
Do they stay fit, Rusty? Like, is he ready to go? He's been doing the work in the background.
Absolutely. No problem at all.
Eating pies on the sidelines watching.
Well, I don't know.
Grace, Tommy.
Just sort of throw him in there.
Hey, Rusty, not everyone's happy about Danny's former best mate at school, Dan, getting the gig. Yeah, what about the Kiwis? One of theirs was overlooked, so they're not happy?
They're exactly right. The headlines on the other side of the ditch this week were all about how their man, Liam Lawson, was overlooked for this. So he's kind of waiting in the wings. He's a Red Bull junior driver that is highly rated. And many thought he might get a step up here. But obviously now he's in a position where he's got to focus on his racing in Japan and see what happens as far as seats for 2024 are concerned. Can I just, as we keep talking about Dan here, just reflect on something Martin Brundle said this morning, and I reckon it sums it up beautifully. Formula One is a better place when Dan is behind the wheel of a race car and competing. He just brings so much to the sport. And it's, as we said before, been a little tough to see him on the sidelines at the track, but not behind, you know, or not at the wheel of a race car. Mm-hmm. So I'm very excited about his return.
I reckon the only person more excited than you, Rusty, would be the Netflix producers. He is the star.
What a dream for them, hey? They have been handed a storyline and a half, haven't they?
All right, if you want to catch all things motorsport, V8s and everything else going on, check out Rusty's podcast on the listener app, Rusty's Garage. Thanks, Rusty. Hey.
The checkered flag's out for Rusty's Motorsport Update.
It's McLaren and Ricciardo that win the Italian Grand Prix.
Bendix Brakes, put your foot down with confidence.
All right, here we go for a big second hour on the weekend huddle. Beautiful day in Perth. Check this out. It's winter. It's about 17 today, I reckon. Nice and sunny out
can't
there.
Can't see a cloud in the sky.
Now, there's heaps of sports doing the rounds, of course, at the moment. The footy last night, Melbourne.
Yes.
Big win. Yes. We've got the Tour de France.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And Aussie over there doing nice and well. We've got Wimbledon.
Yes.
Which, to be honest, I didn't know was even on until I heard it in the news just then.
Told you a couple of weeks ago. We talked about Nick Kyrgios, didn't we?
Yeah, the Matildas last night.
Matildas, the
Sam
friendly.
Kerr, WA's dominating. Yes. Dan Ricciardo's in the news. So. Yep. Heaps of sport, but the big one today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Waffle W Grand Finals on today, yes. Rematch, Claremont and East Fremantle. Now, Danny, you are working there.
I'll be on the boundary for Channel 7 today. I did last year's Grand Final. I'm actually excited to be part of the team because it's the rematch. So but can Claremont do it again?
I just got to make sure that you don't do what happened during the week.
What happened?
When they gave out the award to the wrong person and the Rising Star.
Oh, yeah. Kidding. I heard about this. This is tough. Now, Danny, today there'll be a point where you might have to hand out a medal.
Yeah,
right?
That's what I mean.
Yes. I'll be doing the prezos.
There you go. Do not stuff it up. All right?
Can you
imagine?
Get
it right. Make sure you read the right name
once
out.
Once this week.
Do you know it's the pronunciation of people's names and it's making sure you've said the captain is the captain. And
right,
the coach
who's most likely to win best on ground today?
I reckon Jamie Harkin, who won the Dara Kerr medal.
Oh, she's good.
The Harkin.
Don't you try to guess.
She's good.
I am. And after the weekend Harkin. Huddle finishes, I will be going on to do my research for today's game. I'm pretty much Ryan Daniels of the Waffle.
That's what they're
world.
Saying.
I'm a big fan of the
saying.
Harkin.
That's what they're saying. That's what they're saying. Yeah, righto, mate.
If you were to come beat the huddle, we'll try and squeeze that in where you can take on Ryan or Danny.
Come on. At this point, it's a layup.
I haven't played for a while either, so I'd be keen to play.
Even when you were playing, you weren't playing.
Look at a $150 Autobahn.
Oh, hello.
B-A-H-N, Barn. Voucher for grabs. Boys, Collingwood.
Yeah.
Top of the table at the moment.
Flying
against the Dockers. Fremantle at 11:45 today at the G, live here on Triple M. And we thought, let's catch up with the coach that's doing more media than the head coach at the moment, as Xavier Ellis just texts me to say. Scotty Selwood, how are you, Scoot?
I did just have a missed call from Zav, so I thought he was calling for a reason. But thanks for letting me come on.
We're very excited to have you on, Scoot. Now, we hear... You might have an oversight today. Now, you've done a lot of planning for this game. You're trying to beat Fremantle. You're making sure your guys are ready to go for what is a huge game at the MCG, not far away. But something has slipped through the cracks for you this week, mate. Something that normally you're all over, apparently. It is our own Danny Shuey's birthday today. Now, I'm reliably told that you usually take this opportunity to screw with her life.
Yep, you sent Collingwood cupcakes 1 year and you've completely missed it.
Well, you don't know that. He might have something still coming later today.
Yeah.
No, I don't. It's all about her now. I'll just make it about her kids rather than her. But I know Danny being Danny, she does like to make about herself a lot of the time.
Do you know when I knew you'd forgotten my birthday, when I texted you before and said, hey, Scoot, just letting you know, we'll give you a buzz about 9:15 a.m. and you wrote back going, yep, all good, Dan. You've completely missed an opportunity there. But that's all right. It's all right, you're forgiven.
Happy birthday to all of Western Australia. I guess they can now listen to me say happy birthday.
There you go.
She got what she wanted. Big game for you today. You take on the Dockers, who are probably going in undermanned. How do you look at this game taking on a side that's missing so many players?
Yeah, I mean, we still take them really seriously. I think they've played pretty good footy
albeit part bar the Carlton game, I think they beat, well, they took it up to Essendon, and then a couple of weeks ago they beat Melbourne at the G. So we looked at they'll probably play a similar type style of footy, and hopefully we can try and match it in the pressure game and be on top at the end of the day.
Now, Scoot, when they win, it's usually because Darcy and Jackson have had a big game combining there in the ruck, and Jackson having an impact up forward. Your own main man in the ruck, Darcy Cameron, he's out. So it's a big day for Mason Cox taking on these two big monsters. How do you think he's going to go?
You never know, but Mason will try and get the USA chance going at some stage, no doubt, and make himself feel like the main man of the show. But it is a massive challenge. Those two guys have been really, really impressive, and we know that it's going to take our best from not only him, but we'll probably look to ruck a little bit of Dan McStay and Billy Frampton as well and try and combat it with the three of them.
Now, we have to apologise because, of course, Scooter's done a lot of media, like you said.
Mm.
And if you haven't heard, he went on the Sunday Rub, which is, of course, with Jay-Z Clark and Steve Johnson and the boys over there. Now, Stevie J is just making his way into media.
Yeah.
And he was interviewing Scott, who, of course, is the one of the coaches down there at Collingwood. And just have a listen to how Stevie J went with his question.
And, Scotty, how's Harry Mackay sort of handled the criticism that's been come his way during the week? Criticism.
Oh, I'm the Collingwood coach.
So, of course, Harry Mackay plays for Carlton, so not one of our Stevie's finest moments. I'm surprised you still come on Triple M, Scoot.
Yeah, not in Victoria, only in other states now. So, no, I'll try and stay away from the Victorian Triple M crew for a little bit.
Well, it's funny you say that because Danny's just scrubbed out a question asking about Andy Brayshaw for this week. Oh, geez, no, it's wrong team.
I actually wasn't going to ask about Andy Brayshaw. Did you guys talk about Pendlebury already? I was just checking my birthday text messages. Have you spoken about Scotty Pendlebury yet?
No, what do you want to ask about Scott Pendlebury?
When a player of his, what would you say, of his...
Calibre?
Ilk?
Of his calibre has a weekend like he did last week, how does that lift... This is a really good footy question. I think you will agree, Scoot.
That's the longest footy question.
I do know what I'm asking. When someone of his calibre has a weekend like he did last week, leading into this weekend's game, geez, that's got to lift the spirits.
What sort of weekend did he have last week?
Didn't he have a really good milestone? He broke the record for VFL. Yeah,
there
thanks.
You go.
Yeah,
well
no worries. Okay.
He did. It was a massive achievement for him, but... I think he was happy to get over and done with, although he did go and sell a heap of wines to make sure he commemorated the moment. But, he's been an incredible player for us for a long time. I've been so lucky to have him. And, I'm the midfield coach, but effectively it's his midfield, and I just sort of sit back and let him do his thing, which is an honour to watch, really.
How's life going over in Melbourne? Sure, your former side, West Coast, over here aren't going great. If a phone call might... come Scotty's way one day.
Great back. Addition to the Help West out. Coast Eagles coaching staff, you would think. At some point, Scoot, would you ever come back and, you know, just ply your trade over here in WA again?
No, coaching, we're moving to Tassie altogether. Aren't we, Scoot?
They don't want me to come back and play.
They've needed you at times this year, that's for sure.
Right. I think it is hard to watch a little bit, but at the same time, you do see effort within games and with effort within moments, and I love watching some of the young kids come through. And I mean, it's going to take a little bit of time, but also you just try and look to piece as many of those efforts and moments together, and it does turn quickly. We did it at Collingwood, and it can take a bit of a fresh philosophy or a fresh way of thinking, and it can really help that. And I do think the people that have got there are the right ones. It's just going to be a constant development all the time. But, hopefully, I mean, Ryan, I know you break all the stories, but when do you think your next news story is going to be that you break?
But that's a good question. I mean, it could be today. It could be tomorrow. Jeez, I wasn't expecting a fireback.
How was this comeback on you guys?
That was good.
Now that sounds like Xavier.
That's Xavier. That's what that phone call was from Xavier. Ask him when he's going to break another story. Tell Xavier he still owes me a box of Kit Kats.
Scoot.
It's almost word for word on what he said. So well done.
Scoot, look forward to a good match today. Fremantle taking on Collingwood, 11:45 a.m. at the G. Scott Selwood, thanks very much.
Hey, Dan, have the best birthday.
Yeah, nah.
Apologies for missing it.
Good on you, mate. There's always my 34th.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, mate.
Still time to organise that voucher from Monsterella. Can just slip it over. Good man, Scotty Selwood. Missed it during the week, Dan.
Mm.
Zave, of course, has been off for a couple of days with the
Yes, he had the epidural in his back. Correct. Yeah.
And Rhino's been filling in, doing a very nice job.
Yeah, Some would say doing a better job than
Xavier Ellis. I didn't say it.
Some would.
That's what some have been saying. I hear things.
He's very much, I've heard people have been saying.
Typical journalist.
Sources say it's my job.
I was told. Anonymous person. Yeah. But I can tell you this came straight from the horse's mouth himself. Might be a bit upset he's not getting the old double invoice.
Oh,
that's a dog act, Tommy.
So you get paid.
No, gets paid for you.
Well, he gets paid for his sports segment.
Yeah, as I should.
And then comes in and does the show and just expects to get the.
I'm doing more work.
The old double dip.
Hold
on a minute.
So I'm on Rhino's side here. You cannot.
You want me to do the rest for free?
I think you're a Triple M man through and through.
You want me to get up and just come in here? Soldier in here with all my good gear.
Not all of us have got the Triple M logo tattooed on our bicep, Tommy.
You're a company man over here. You doing this for free, are you, Tommy, this morning?
No, hey, you know, just part of the contract. Oh, hey, speaking of money.
Can you see what I'm doing with my wrist in the air?
Triple invoice.
Can you see the motion that I'm doing? I'm going to double invoice
for this, I'm going to put up with this lunatic on a Saturday.
If you'd like to win something, Autobahn, right now, beat the huddle.
Yep.
You can take on Rhino.
Well, no, you said if you wanted to win something. So in that case, Danny, who is
the birthday girl,
battled her way,
knock her off the perch.
I'm feeling quite vulnerable this morning. All right,
easy kill.
I am. I'm an easy kill today. If you want to play, you want to win.
One of the sick wildebeests off
the
corner.
Ones
there.
In the corner. Just,
take on me. I'm always, as always, I'll have a red hot crack. It's in my blood to be, you know, like that. A good sport. But I'm not feeling confident. So if you want to knock me while I'm down.
This is a great way to pump your
tires
up.
A couple of close friends forgot my birthday today. I'm feeling flat. Get on and take me on in the huddle.
133353 if you'd like to take on Danny in the huddle. It's our best of five quiz. You can win yourself $150 to spend at Autobahn.
Yeah. All right, it's go time. Brilliant stuff.
Beat the huddle.
Big moment.
Now, history would show that I've typically not been very good at this quiz, and people, for some reason, it's like this competition. They want to knock Rhino off his perch.
I've had a lot of people challenging me and losing. Then and last week, someone took on Tommy and got annihilated.
And I'm feeling vulnerable today, so all I'm saying is if you want to have a crack...
She's giving it to you.
Verse me today, Cam. I will still play good, but I can't always get...
It's your birthday, Danny, so I can't do that to you. And as a birthday present, I'd like to take down Ryan.
This is awesome, Cam.
We're mates, Cam. Now it's on.
I've got the question. Your name is your... Tommy, you give the rules.
So your best of five quiz, your name is the buzzer. I've just handed the questions to Danny, so neither of them have seen them beforehand. Name is the buzzer. Go. You got 8 questions to choose from here, Dan. So,
all right,
Cam, what footy team do you go for?
West Coast, mate.
He's a good man. All right, Cam, here we go. Beautiful. Take care of each other then, hey? In tennis, what is another word for zero?
Ryan.
Oh, yes, Ryan.
Love.
Yes. Damn. Bad start. All right, here we go. Second question,
One
Cam.
To Rhino.
Which player scored the most goals on Thursday's
Ryan.
Game?
Cameron. Yes. Tom Papley.
Yes. Yes. No, yes.
I know. Tom I just felt like telling him you were wrong.
All right. Here we go, Cam. Come on, Cam. It's two
Cam,
love.
You still there? Let's just check your buzz again, Cam.
Cameron.
Yeah, it's working. All right. Two to Ryan. One more, and he wins.
Daniel Ricciardo is
Cameron.
Back.
Cameron.
Yes, Cameron.
Okay.
Just to think
Nick DeVries.
Yes!
I was going to give him a hint too.
What was his answer?
The question was, Daniel Ricciardo is back into Formula One, kicking out which fellow driver from the grid?
Oh.
Nick DeVries.
I was going to assume that it was who is he racing for. That's what I was going to say.
And that would have been...
That's lucky.
That would have been...
Tory. The Tory guys.
Red Bull.
Yeah. No, it's not Red Bull. You would have got that wrong.
save that audio. He's racing for Red Bull.
No, Tory's there.
He's not. It's Tory. He's...
Doesn't matter. Moving right along.
Two to
Ryan, one to Cam.
Okay, here we go, Cam. Optus Stadium have included some English items on the menu for tonight and Tuesday's Premier League games.
I love this.
Name one
Ryan.
Of the... Yes, Ryan.
Bangers and mash?
Just checking the list.
Name... I'll finish the question now that you jumped
Hold
name
on a minute. No clues
the,
here. You guys get a bit ridiculous.
Name one
stuff.
Of the food items available. And what do Irish people love, Cam? That's all I'm asking you.
Like a Guinness pie or something like that?
Oh, no, I've really dropped him in that. I meant potatoes.
So I could have just said potatoes.
No.
Right. I would have won.
Question five.
Two to Ryan, one to Cam.
Who is the tallest active, which means they've played games, Fremantle Docker?
Ryan.
Yes. Cameron. Yes, Ryan.
Don't get it wrong.
Let's say Sean Darcy.
Oh, no.
Yes. Oh, I didn't want to.
I had to picture them together in my head.
I didn't want to let him win, Cam, but you're really stuck. And if I say to you, what are Irish people like? Potatoes.
No, I would have said Guinness as well. You threw him right off.
Yeah. Leprechauns.
You know.
Unlucky, Cam. Sorry, mate. We can't give you that voucher.
Sorry, Danny. I tried for you.
I like the spirit of it. But as usual, I said it at the start of the year. I'm not going to lose all year. Stop trying. Just take the easy money, people.
I want to take him on 1 week, Tommy. Hey, Cam, good news is you can try again to beat the huddle next Saturday morning. Thanks, mate.
Tomorrow, a big game for not only your husband, Danny, but the West Coast Eagles. They take on Richmond and Ryan. They've brought back a few more senior players.
Yeah, as has been the trend in the last probably 2 to 3 weeks. They've just started getting guys back. McGovern's back, obviously, in the side. Tom Cole sub last week. He'll play a full game this week. This week it's Shannon Hearn and Luke Shuey, who had last week off. Just some soreness and some, they're old. They've come back into the side, and that'll be great.
You're the one that's turning 40.
Samo Petrevsky Seaton also back in the side, who's having an okay year. He's probably his best year at West Coast. So look, the numbers are there. If you look on the page, it's starting to look like a decent side, right? Because you're looking, oh, there's a premiership player there. But realistically, they're still not, you know, as good a side as Richmond. I still think Richmond's going to win this game and probably pretty comfortably. But if I was a West Coast fan going to the game tomorrow, my expectation would be we're not going to get flogged today. You know, we're going to give it a bit of a crack, similar to the game that they played against St Kilda, which I think everybody walked away from going, you know what, there's some stuff there.
And so Brady Hoff last week was the shining lights. The job he did on Charlie Cameron, I thought, was awesome down back.
Yeah, he's been great.
Lock him in for a defensive post.
Yep.
And then Elijah Hewitt again, especially in the first half.
He's fast becoming a crowd favourite, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. So you have a couple of things to look at. Now, that's the good things.
Yep.
They're not playing Ryan Marrick is in the paper again today, and a few people text me saying any reason why he isn't playing.
Yeah.
Being they're trying to get the younger players in. Is there any reason why Rhett Bazo and Ryan Marrick aren't playing?
Well,
and someone
thing,
like
Tommy,
Andrew Gaff is the same.
What I will say, Tommy, is you can't just hand players games because they're young. Mm-hmm. And West Coast in the last 2 years have had to do that. They've had to play whoever's fit. Whoever's got two legs that are walking without falling over, you're in the team. Now, you need to learn that if you're not playing that well, you're going to the twos. So as much as Rhett Bazo and Ryan Marrick are part of the future, and they are, I like both of those guys.
But when you've got other people to now choose from,
there needs to be a...
I think the one that is Gaffy, and Simo spoke about him not being great form.
Yeah.
And now he's been named as a sub.
Yeah. So people are saying that's not enough.
Well, it seems like it's an easy out rather than putting a Ryan Marrick.
Oh, I disagree. Making an All-Australian and a club best and fairest winner the sub is not a small decision. Now, they would have ummed and ahed about whether they just give him a week off, whether they play him in the waffle, whether he gets... stays in the team completely. And they've probably landed somewhere in the middle.
Yep.
Now, if you're the sub, you know, there's not a lot of chance for you to make a big impact there. You know, he might come on for a quarter. Maybe he'll play more than that if there's an injury. But it's not a small thing. So I disagree with that they didn't go hard enough. To do that, it's a big call.
Okay. How's Luke? You've been with him the last couple of weeks.
He's great.
Ready to go?
No, he's great. Got a little haircut and a little bit of a mustache.
Looking sharp tomorrow.
Hey.
Going on. No, he's good and he's pumped. He's pumped to get out there. I think Sunday afternoons at Optus are good in nice weather, like we've got this weekend, are good games of footy. So we'll be hoping for the best.
I wrote last week, I reckon it was his best game as captain 2 weeks ago.
Thank you. Yeah.
Loved it.
Yeah.
I thought he was
awesome,
especially in the first half. How did you feel with the concussion thing? Can we talk about that when you got sort of knocked out and that?
Yeah, is
it hard for any partner?
He was okay.
Yeah, just to clarify, they looked at him, he was fine,
he
kept playing.
Yeah,
He was fine.
Yeah.
But I am always skeptical with anything to do with heads. So Luke was absolutely fine, got the all clear from the medical staff. I said, do I need to stay with him to drive him home? No, Luke's absolutely fine. But I still wanted to do my background research. And I said to Luke, if I was to be checking you for concussion all night, Luke goes, I'm fine. I just want to watch the cricket. Piss off. I was like, well, what would I need to do? And he's like, they just, you know, give me a series of numbers and I've got to repeat them back to you. So I'm in the bedroom after the game watching something on SBS On Demand like I do. And he's watching the cricket on the couch in the living room and I'm yelling out, 98543. Oh, 3-4. I can't even do that. And I'm not concussed. So he nailed it anyway. So he was all good.
Great to have him back tomorrow. I reckon he'll star again. Just turn up in the first half and go bang, bang, bang. So good luck to West Coast tomorrow. You can hear that game live right here. And there has been some requests for another top five after the past couple.
Yes.
I was
You love a countdown,
really. I was offended by Ryan from last week, and a friend of mine texted me. They listened to the show and said the highlight of their show was when Ryan said that segment was so bad, no more top fives.
Top five, top five sporting sledges. There's one for you next week. That would be funny.
Would it?
Sledge. Oh, okay. Don't
so we
funny.
Picked the
audio.
Category?
I reckon give us you that.
Okay. I'll have a look into it.
Top
okay.
five
text Luke,
sporting
say what's your best.
Sledges of all time.
I've heard a couple that are off the record that
Embers will use the same one about Dean Cox and the big no. He's got some Coxy Embers ones, does? Juddy ones about
the shoulders.
Yeah,
shoulders are still sore, yeah.
Now, last night went out for dinner for my birthday, Luke and the kids, and got home and the kids were in the shower. And I noticed that the water level was... First I'll ask you this. Have you got a good plumber that you know? I think it's integral to know tradies.
Yeah, sure.
Yep.
You've got to know a good Sparky, a plumber.
Yep.
Now, we're very lucky that Jeremy McGovern owns West End Plumbing.
Of course.
All right. So we have someone to text on hand whenever in an emergency. So last night, the kids in the shower, I noticed the water level filling up and I've thought, I can do this. All I got to do is get my plunger. So Luke's nowhere to be seen. I went into the laundry, got the plunger. I said, guys, just stand out of the way. Rookie, I'm plunging this water thinking, oh, it's going down while the tap was running. So more water is going
come
in.
Come on, man.
I know. And it took me a while to figure it out. Then I went, oh, hang on a sec, guys. Mummy's just going to turn this tap off for 1 second. And I kept plunging and the water is going down. I was like, okay, I think I fixed it. When I stepped out of the shower, the whole bathroom had flooded because the other drain pipe that's in front of the vanity had just overfilled. Yeah. Bad. So there's water everywhere. And I've gone panic stations because it starts to roll into our ensuite carpet.
Yeah.
Luke. And he comes in with all the towels from the linen cupboard and we're covering the floor. It was like panic stations. So then he starts plunging the drain and all this crap's coming out of it. I'm talking
literally
Optus Stadium wristbands from after the game into the room. Because the kids have been having showers and shoving things down the drain.
No.
There was little stick-on nails that I'd bought them from Seed. You know that shot
they're
of Seed?
Everywhere.
Yep. Everywhere. Yep. There was an Ushi. Do you know Ushi?
Yeah, Ushi's. Yeah, Ushi. So that squeezed down the drain.
No,
that's a good
effort. You can tap a little drain cap off.
$100 bills from the inside the ashtray. They'll take it and shove down there.
There was all this stuff inside the drain that had been clogging it up. Hair, of course. Anyway, we had Dove on speed dial.
Come and help?
Yeah, so what happened was once we'd cleared all the water, everyone had gone to bed and he went in. This is actually quite funny. He went in like a hero later trying to, I'll just have a little fix myself. He did exactly, the idiot did exactly what I did.
Yeah.
And then I go, Luke, the water again. It's coming out the other hole. And I said, please call Gov now. We've got to sort this out tomorrow. So we've got a plumber coming this afternoon.
Gov's coming around?
No, Gov's not coming around. He's got better things to do this
weekend.
Doesn't
actually hold the plunger, Gov, at this point.
No, he definitely does not do the plunger.
He's got to prep for the big game tomorrow.
Yeah,
look after Luke? He's got a big job tomorrow.
I know.
Triple M. It is her birthday today.
It is, and
she demanded to be given the last word.
It is. I have, and it's a joke.
Are you
ready for it?
I'm concerned, Tommy, because she was laughing before
Billy
she
Brownless
even started talking. She's
got
thinking,
30 seconds,
it's pretty
Dan.
Good.
Okay, on theme, I'm 33 years old. I'm getting older. So what did one of my boobs say to the other boob?
Hello? I don't know.
Going to need some support around here. Otherwise, people are going to think we're nuts.
Oh, because they're saggy.
Heard that one on Instagram. Get all my content. It was a 7-year-old boy saying it to his dad, so I don't know why
I
repeated that joke, but I thought it was funny.
I actually quite liked it.
33 years old. Yeah.
Quite liked it.
I know
it.
When you like it because you go quiet and you think about it. I reckon it actually went over both your heads anyway.
Right, that's us done for a Saturday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
See you next week.
That's
where you don't want them going. Hey, next we're off to the rub, Triple M.
That's it for this week's edition of 92.9 Triple M's Weekend Huddle.
These legends will be back next week for all things sport and a side to carry on.
But until then, remember to get the podcast from the Listener app.